Hey, it's Dylan. Thanks a lot for listening, and we want to thank our very special guest on Surge 105 today. I am honored to have a member of the Tragically Hip on the show today to talk about the Up to Here box set, which includes lots of goodies, including a few unreleased Tragically Hip songs, and for the first time ever, Live at the Misty Moon will be sent out to the masses. It's none other than bass player of the Tragically Hip, Gord Sinclair, on Surge 105. Hello, Gord. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Dylan. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm great. I'm
awesome.
I'm so excited to chat with a member of the Tragically Hip today. How's 2024 for you so far, Gord?
It's been quite a year. I've got to say, we've been working quite a bit over the last couple of years, with the 40th anniversary of the group coming up this year, this fall. And, you know, going through vaults and listening to tapes and listening to music and finding old things, and or the process making a documentary about the group and collecting up material for a box set for Up to Here, to celebrate the group and 40 years of being together. And it's been crazy busy. There've been moments where I've said to myself, I wish the band were still together so we could go back out in the road and I could put my feet up and relax a little bit, you know.
40 years of the Tragically Hip. When someone says that to you, what's the first thought that comes to your mind?
Well, it's actually kind of mind-boggling, I gotta say. Like, you know, having Get Back again out on the radio, a song from a time where we were literally, our approach to our career was one gig at a time, one song at a time, one road trip at a time. We dreamed of making music our career, and we aspired to do that, but we never thought for a minute that we could actually pull it off. So we were only as good as the last song we wrote or the last gig that we played. And here we are 40 years on, you know, thanks to the depth of feeling of our audience and for coming along on the journey with us, that, you know, we're able to listen to a song that really goes back to the birth of the group as a collective writing unit and a recording group. And it's really quite something.
And it's 35 years for Up to Here, the debut album.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to believe. You know, it's back in a time when, technologically speaking, there was nothing but long play records. You know, it was vinyl. We were looking at side A and side B, and it just takes me back to the time when, you know, that's how we looked at making records. You know, you kind of approached it like you've got 40 minutes of music. We approached it like making a live set where it's got to have some rockers in there and some mellow tunes, and that was our approach, and kind of guided us for the rest of our career.
So for those that don't know, there is a box set of Up to Here coming out in November, 2024 remaster of the songs we love to play since 1989, but a bunch of demos, a live album, which has a great Halifax connection. We'll get into that in just a second. But then a handful of unreleased songs and Get Back Again. I've seen on the internet, Gord, saying this is like the ultimate treasure for hip fans, for this song to be out officially. And how does it feel to have that song on the radio now in 2024?
Well, it's really amazing. You know, Get Back Again goes back to a time when we were literally just starting out writing our own material. We were a cover band, and we were slowly but surely trying to put our own songs into our sets back, you know, literally back in the days when we were doing 2-3 sets a night. And it was before we started writing collectively as a group, but it's a song that I brought to the band, you know, before we recorded Up to Here. And it became a real great mainstay of our live set. Like, we've always been a pretty energetic group on stage, you know, and Get Back Again was one that we continued to play all the time. It gave us an opportunity not to jump around, and it was a palate cleanser. And that's what it was intended to be for Up to Here. It was earmarked to go on, you know, the third song of side B or third song of side A, just to give folks a break from the rock and roll. And ironically, we demoed it for Up to Here, and that's the version that we're releasing with the box set. We made a demo with Chris Wardman, but never really got around to mixing it or mastering it, which was done 40 years later by our sound man. Mark Franken is. We got down to Memphis, sitting around in our hotel room one night, and wrote 38 Years Old, which we all got super excited about. We were all contributing ideas to that one. So that kind of kicked Get Back Again off the record. And we never really revisited it, but it's always lived on people's memories. You know, people, you know, when the videos and bootlegs started coming out, people would continue to request it. And old fans of the band always knew the song for our live shows. And it's the little song that never went away, you know, which is really, as a songwriter, it's kind of special.
Gord Sinclair is on Surge 105 from the Tragically Hip. What about the other songs that the fans are going to hear come November? What about those other gems that are going to be out now in 2024?
Well, for us, it was amazing going through the vaults and finding these tracks, demos and stuff, you know, some great songs that were record ready. Like I was saying earlier, we had just gotten to the point where we became a real collective writing machine, and the song ideas started to come real fast and furious. And we're going back to a time, you know, late 80s, early 90s, where, you know, you're recording. Delivery device was the long play record. So you've got 40 minutes of music to put out, which is basically like five songs on each side. So we would find ourselves with way more really good songs that we could record, and they just kind of bounced each other off the record. So going through these vaults, there's some great songs that man, I hadn't thought of in 35 years. And you hear them again and you think, why didn't we put that one on the record? And it's pretty amazing to be able to go back and listen to this with objective ears and think, oh, okay, we were onto something back then.
Part of the box set coming out in November has a very special connection to Halifax and Nova Scotia. Live at the Misty Moon, the Much Music special, out on CD with the Blu-ray and everything. How important was that show to the Hip when you got here in 1990?
It was really, really, really important. We were the type of group, we came up working our live performance. That was our best way to get in front of people and to make people understand what we were doing. We were really coming into our own that time that we got to Halifax. And of course, Much Music was a brand new platform for putting out your music, and they wanted to do try to capture the energy of our live performance, which up until that point we'd never done before. You know, we'd never recorded a show with a truck to mix the instruments properly and have a multi-camera shoot. It was unheard of for us, because we were a bar band, you know, back then. And to see it, to see some of the ridiculous hairdos that we were sporting back then. Clearly, there weren't any barbers in Halifax or Dartmouth back then. And it really does effectively capture what it was like to be in a Hip show in the early 90s. It's gritty. It's hot. It's sweaty. And the band was playing really, really well, you know. So to have that in the archives and to be able to, again, remix it, remaster it a little bit, it's quite special.
Gord says that it must have been something in the maritime air for being so hot that night at the Misty Moon.
Yeah, it really was an event. I always remembered as a young artist going out east. Halifax was always a late start. They wanted to get everyone properly libated before the band hit the stage, and the moon was a denizen of rock and roll. Like it was a destination for all touring acts from all over North America. But for us, you know, Halifax became a real home away from home. The city embraced the group really, really early from like our cover band days. And it, in a lot of ways, that Misty Moon show was the culmination of like 4 or 5 years of work going back out to the East Coast as a, you know, in our crappy van, with our stinky feet and sitting on top of our gear, you know. And to, again, to have that finally see the light of day in the way it is, it's really something.
I know my dad was one of the many Haligonians that couldn't get into the moon that night because it was so packed, but he's got fond memories of just being in line trying to get into that show.
Yeah, I can totally relate. You know, as a young man growing up in Kingston, Ontario, it wasn't every night that we were getting, you know, live groups coming through and playing our clubs and playing our barn. So when someone was coming, you'd always circle it in your calendar and try to get in. And that's a real, that's something special that us folks in Canada share with each other, you know, be it summer or winter. When there's a touring act coming through town, everyone lines up and everyone gets behind it. And it speaks to the power of music. It speaks to who we are as a country. And again, it reminds me how fortunate we were to enjoy such a long and emotional career connection with our audience, that people would support us that long, you know.
And I can tell you here in Halifax, Gord, for that final show in August in Kingston, here in Halifax, Grand Parade, not far from where the Misty Moon was, they had a giant screen for that last hip show where millions of us all got together that night.
Yeah, it meant a lot, and it still means a lot to me, as an individual, you know, that we had that kind of resonance with people and how people came out and supported us on that last tour. Gord was very ill, but this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to take the show back out in front of people, and it made us appreciate, me individually appreciate. When we were up on stage, Gord's memory was quite poor, but the people were so buoying. The fans knew all the words. They would pick up and sing along and really helped us carry through. And I swear the love that we were getting back from the audience actually made Gord stronger and healthier over the course of that tour. And it to me, as a music fan, but as a member of the Tragically Hip, it speaks to the power of music and what an important art form it actually is. And I can't, and I'll never be able to thank the folks of this country enough for bringing us along for so long.
Besides the Up to Here box set, the Hip's got something pretty special coming out on video in the fall, right, on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, that's right. The last couple years, we've been working on a career spanning and before career documentary that is directed by Mike Downey, Gord's older brother, a very good documentarian in his own right. It's been a massive project, Mike has done an amazing job, literally starting before the band was even an idea, back in Kingston, Ontario, and finishing up with that final show, and the ups and the downs, and there were many of both, none more significant than Gord's diagnosis and subsequent passing. But it's really been quite a journey. I think individually and collectively, we've all unpacked a lot of boxes, you know, and I hope, certainly long-term fans of the band, there'll be a lot in there, but even for people that don't know our music or are not familiar with it, it's a story about friendship and perseverance and the strength of connecting with each other as a group and persevering through all the ups and downs until one of our major downs wouldn't allow us to persevere from. You know what I mean? It's been really quite something, and I'm still trying to get over, repack some boxes that I've had to unpack and to make this documentary. It's going to be quite a view for people.
We can't wait to see it. The rest of Canada, North America, Hip fans all across the world, I'm sure, cannot wait to see it, along with getting the full box set for Up to Here. Gord, I know you're super busy today. We really appreciate your time talking with us here in Nova Scotia. Like I said, you know, we had that connection with the Misty Moon album on this, and we wish you all the best and the rest of the members for 2024, and can't wait to see what the Hip has up their sleeve coming up soon.
Oh, that's awesome, Dylan. Thanks so much, and thanks to everybody out east, you know, and my buddies in the Trues from Andy Ganish, who I've made a lot of music with. There's some good folks out there, and we love you and miss you.
All the best, Gord.
Thanks.